the CIA director's personal emails posted online after cyber criminals said they'd broken into his AOL account. Our justice reporter, Evan Perez, has been looking at the documents posted by WikiLeaks. So far, I take it, Evan, none of the information appears to be classified. Is that right?
That's right, Wolf. This is very personal information, but as expected, so far, nothing classified. All of the documents posted are from before 2009, before John Brennan joined the White House and then moved over to the CIA. There's a government form that Brennan filled out in order to get his security clearance. It has personal information about his medical health, information about his wife and friends, and there's a few papers that he wrote, including ones about intelligence and about Iran. The CIA just provided this statement to us a little while ago. It says, quote, "This attack is something that could happen to anyone and should be condemned, not promoted. There's no indication that any of these documents released thus far are classified." Wolf, that's a very important part of this because WikiLeaks and these hackers that said that they had this were advertising this as very sensitive information, perhaps classified. So far, none of that seems to be the case.
Is the FBI or other law enforcement agencies, Evan, any closer to making an arrest?
Well, they have some clues as to who they believe is behind this, Wolf, but they're having a hard time. This goes to show you how tough it is to find people hiding behind the anonymity of the internet. You know, these hackers use very unsophisticated methods to do this. You know, they trick customer service people into giving them access to these accounts, but so far they're outrunning the FBI, Wolf.